Hello, everybody. This is Tom Udall. Are you all ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Senator Heinrich will be joining us momentarily, and we'll insert him in. Today, the All Indian Pueblo Council of Governors, the Navajo Nation, Senator Heinrich, and I announced the introduction of the Chaco Cultural Heritage Area Protection Act. The Greater Chaco Region represents the cultural heart of the Chacoan people. The Pueblos of northern New Mexico and the Navajo Nation can trace their ancestry and culture to these earliest inhabitants of New Mexico. At Chaco, these ancient tribal cultures built a complex network of villages with great houses, ceremonial kivas, and astronomical observation sites. This UNESCO World Heritage Site is a New Mexico treasure that is home to world-class archaeological resources, housing more than 5,000 artifacts that deserve and need protection. The National Park protects just a small portion, and in my visits to the area, I have been struck by what archaeologists are still learning about this landscape and the people who were there. The footprint of this civilization is very much larger than we originally believed. Today, the Greater Chaco area is threatened by energy development. For years, there has been a 10-mile buffer around the park, and there is a very important ongoing planning process to consider how to handle these resources given all the new information we are learning about the Chaco area. But the Trump administration has proposed issuing new oil and gas leases in the landscape surrounding Chaco, including lands inside and outside the 10-mile buffer that are perilously close to deeply significant archaeological sites. This disregards the objections of the tribes who have a long-standing connection to this land. Today, Senator Heinrich and I are taking action after working together with New Mexico's tribes and studying this area for many, many months. Right now, 90% of the federal lands in the San Juan Basin are already open to energy development. Our bill would withdraw only 316,000 federal acres from development, a modest area within the whole basin. The remainder of the private and state lands would not be withdrawn, and self-determination on tribal lands would be respected. This bill reflects the will of hundreds of comments from the public. It has overwhelming support from tribal leaders, local leaders, and communities, archaeological groups, and conservation organizations. This bill is a key step. I will work with Senator Heinrich to continue to push to protect the greater Chaco landscape by supporting smart regional planning efforts to effectively and carefully manage this land. I am proud to work with our Pueblos and the Navajo Nation to present a bill that honors New Mexico's history and culture and recognizes that some places are just too special to threaten and destroy. And say, we're now going to Senator Heinrich.
Thank you, Senator Udall, and thank you for your very thoughtful words on what is truly a unique place in the world. This bill is all about listening to New Mexicans, and especially tribal communities who have called for us to protect the integrity of Greater Chaco. And I'm pleased that we have Governor Val Pantea from Zuni Pueblo, President Russell Begay of the Navajo Nation, on this call to speak particularly to that. Chaco Canyon is a sacred site that is revered by all New Mexicans. The Chaco region holds deep meaning to all of our state's Pueblos, whose history and traditional knowledge reside in its thousands of ancestral sites, as well as to the Navajo Nation, whose lands surround much of Chaco Culture National Historic Park today. This rich, scenic, and cultural treasure is one of the first places protected under the Antiquities Act by President Theodore Roosevelt in 1907, and it has since been designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Chaco is truly one of the most important cultural sites on Earth. And it is a place that absolutely deserves to be protected from harmful development that would threaten to damage its precious historical and cultural resources. after the Trump administration announced earlier this year that it was considering leasing public lands close to Chaco for oil and gas exploration. I joined leaders from the All Pueblo Council of Governors, the Navajo Nation, Senator Udall, Congressman Lujan, and thousands of New Mexicans in calling for an immediate halt. Thankfully, and to his credit, after hearing so much vocal opposition from New Mexicans and from tribal leadership, Interior Secretary Zinke agreed in March to postpone the proposed lease sale in the areas surrounding Chaco Cultural National Historical Park. The legislation that we are introducing today would protect the remaining Chaco ruins and landscape nearest to Chaco Cultural National Historical Park from federal mineral development. This is something that we should all be able to agree on, to protect the integrity of Chaco's irreplaceable cultural sites and resources. I will also keep calling for close collaboration between New Mexico's tribes, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs to protect important cultural and religious sites in the greater Chaco region while planning for any future energy development in the San Juan Basin. Unfortunately, the Trump administration's track record with regard to our natural and cultural heritage, from shrinking national monuments like Bear's Ears to opening up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil exploration, means that we must be vigilant in defending Chaco throughout the entire planning process. We have our work cut out for us, but I take heart in knowing that New Mexicans, raising their voices, helped us protect the area around Chaco earlier this year. And I want them to know that I am right there with them, fighting to protect this precious and sacred landscape. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Navajo Nation President Russell Begay. President Begay, are you with us?
He was, and he mentioned he had he's speaking to some teachers right now, and he was scheduled to go on about 2 minutes ago.
Maybe we can move to Governor Pantea from Zuni.
Thank you, Senator Heinrich. I'd also want to thank Senator Udall for your work to bring this legislation forward to protect Chaco Canyon. Preserving the greater Chaco Canyon landscape is a priority for the Zuni people and all the 20 Pueblo nations of the All Pueblo Council of Governors. For our people, these sacred places are an essential connection to our past, to our culture as Pueblo people, and to our ancestors that still reside in this place. The greater Chaco landscape is the root of our great Native American family tree. It is where our ancestors built their monuments and observed the cosmos. In this place, they spoke prayer on behalf of all our people. And when we protect this place, we honor their prayers and bless ourselves. For a half a century, ancient sites in the Greater Chaco region have been threatened by new development. With this legislation, we hope to protect the park itself and some of the sites that have survived development. By preserving and protecting these sites, we send a strong message about the importance of culture and history in America. Our American heritage is one of diversity. Chaco Canyon not only tells the history of our native people, but tells the deep human history of people in North America. By protecting the greater Chaco landscape, this place will continue to tell us who we are and who can be. I'd like to thank Senator Udall, Senator Heinrich, the Navajo Nation, and all the 20 Pueblo Nations who have contributed to this process. Today is a victory for all people who care about this place, and we are grateful to share it with you. Thank you. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Senator Udall.
Thank you, Governor. Has President Begay joined us?
Yes, Senator. I'm here. Thank you.
President Begay, it's time for your statement.
Thank you, Senator. It's good that I'm really happy that you introduced, that you're dropping the legislation to protect our sacred sites, our land, our water, our air. And also, Senator Heinrich, it's a pleasure and a privilege to be on call with you. And I'm here on this call because as Navajo people, we believe in protecting our valuable and irreplaceable cultural resources. Chaco Canyon, like Bear's Ears, is just that. It is invaluable and irreplaceable, and it is up to us to protect it. For too long, we have had our cultural resources been overlooked by Washington. Too long has our cultural heritage been collateral damage for development that benefits outsiders. Too long have our cultural sites been desecrated and looted because of a lack of protection in places like Chaco Canyon and Bears Ears. I've spoken out about protecting Chaco Canyon for some time now. Going back to our first event we held jointly with the Pueblo leaders in February of 2017, to our statements before the New Mexico State Government in February of 2018, and our statements before the Department of Interior prior to the canceling of their lease sale also in February of this year. And the time to act is now. We are connected to these lands spiritually. The voices of our ancestors live in this Chaco area, and our people live there. And our people live there now, today. Any disturbance to this area is culturally and morally unacceptable. That is why I support Senator Udall and Heinrich's initiative to protect these lands through this bill. So I want to say thank you again, Senators, for introducing this bill from the great Navajo Nation, our people, our way of life, and our central homeland. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. President.
President Begay, thank you so much. And why don't we go ahead and open it up to questions and whatever anybody else has here.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Coleman with the Albuquerque Journal. Thanks for doing the call. I broke this story back in March when Secretary Zinke decided not to go forward with the lease sale near Chaco Canyon. And I'm wondering if you've had any feedback from the Interior Department on this. I know they wouldn't typically endorse legislation, but have you run this by them and have the Republican co-sponsors, or do you anticipate gaining any?
Yeah, Mike, you faded out a bit at the end, but I guess the question is, did you run this by them? The answer is yes. We are going to continue to have discussions with him in order to make this a permanent withdrawal. That has to be done by Congress. But I'm going to ask him if he would withdraw this under his authority and see if he might do that. He has authority under the law to withdraw lands from development for up to 20 years. And so we're hoping that he would do that. Thank you. I didn't catch the last part of it, Mike.
But I'm wondering if you have any Republican co-sponsors or if you anticipate being able to get any.
Well, I hope we can get some. We're going to work at that.
Senator Udall, this is Tim Begay with the Navajo Nation Historic Preservation Department. I just wanted to add on to what President Begay was saying, that these areas are high value for Navajo people and other tribes in Pueblo and the Southwest. These places hold songs and prayers that are still being used today, and we view this as in-use TCPs. You know, it's never about the past. It's about the present and the future of people who live around Chaco Canyon and who trace their ancestry and lineage back to prehistoric times. So it's very important that we keep talking about protecting these areas, and it's just not Chaco, it's the whole landscape within it in the Southwest, that whole prayers and songs that give hope to indigenous people of today, and these places are very, very sacred. That's all I can add.
Thank you so much. And Mike Coleman, just going back in terms of consultation, Senator Heinrich and I have been working for years to protect the greater Chaco region. We brought Deputy Secretary Connor out to the area. This started the first ever joint BLM and BIA regional land management planning process to help provide the community a voice through that process. Before and during that work, we heard broad public support for greater protection of the surrounding area and for a permanent withdrawal. And we've been working with all the Pueblo Council governors and the Navajo Nation. I believe this is one of the first issues when Secretary Zinke, even before as a nominee, I visited with him about the sensitivity of this issue and that we should continue that planning process and make sure that's completed before he takes any action. So I think he's well aware of what's going on here.
Mr. Begay, I just wanted to thank you for your really incredible comments there. I think it's an important point that is sometimes lost, that this is not about the past. It is about protecting the culture that we have today and maintaining that.
Thank you. And, you know, the decisions that you guys make in D.C., you know, it affects people of the Southwest, especially the indigenous communities, because some of those decisions adversely affects our way of life, and that needs to be considered when new leases for oil and gas development is being proposed.
Very well said.
Other questions?
Yes. This is Marley Shabala from the Gallup Independent. And my questions are, I know that there is a huge effort to protect the greater Chaco region, but I have been attending meetings beyond that area, which was mentioned that there are other, the Navajo Nation surrounds that Chaco area. And there are families out there that are trying to deal with the fracking that has been going on, not just recently, but for quite some time, and trying to deal with the BLM office in Farmington, and also now wondering if the Navajo area office will be moved. How will this bill help them, or this is only specific to the greater Chaco area?
This bill specifically deals with the federal lands and the withdrawal of federal lands. The Navajo Nation and other areas are within this. They're going to have to make those decisions. We believe the best way to make these decisions is after the joint management plan process is finished, and we can hear from both the BIA and the BLM where they think we should head.
Could I have a follow-up question, please? Are you in close contact or your staff with the office in Farmington, the BLM office, because they continue to send out messages that there are going to be leasing that area?
Well, that's exactly why we're introducing this legislation. And we have been in close contact with the Farmington BLM office, but I think this sends a very strong signal that we consider the buffer zone that has really been the lay of the land for years now to be sacrosanct, and we're going to expect the BLM and the secretary to treat it that way.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. And if there are any follow-up questions, please reach out to either Senator Udall's press staff or to my press staff, and we'll be happy to circle back on any additional questions you might have.
Yeah. Hey, Senators, this is Susan with the Associated Press. I think I was on mute there. I have one quick question for you. Some folks have said this might not, obviously this is a first step, but might not go far enough of what's needed to protect the area up there. From your perspectives and the Navajo officials who are on the phone as well, is there room for any oil and gas development up there in the greater Chaco area at all, in your opinion?
Well, I think, you know, the reality is this is a basin with decades and decades worth of history. So to some degree, that cat is out of the bag. But we have an ability here, and we have a consensus about one portion of this basin that is particularly important, and about the Chaco Canyon outliers. And I think we owe it to the greater public and certainly the tribal governments to engage to figure out how we can be more thoughtful in what energy development looks like. And in special places like what we're talking about here today, what are the places that are simply off the table?
Yeah, Susan, the key fact here, too, and I agree with everything Senator Heinrich said, is if you look at the whole basin, 90% of it is leased. And so there is a lot of oil and gas activity up there right now, and that's just a fact.
This is Navajo Nation President. Yes, there are not hundreds, but a couple of thousand or more oil wells that are operating primarily on BLM land. We have a few that are on Navajo Nation land, but not within the area that is being designated, or within the greater Chaco area. And we do have some of these oil companies operating in the whole basin, in the San Juan Basin, the shale oil. It's one of the largest reserve, as I understand it. And so there are there's active drilling that's going on in the area. But this is to protect this sacred area. And there's a court case that happened about a year ago that identified the ancestors of the Chaco Canyon residents, the people that live there, as being as that Navajos are descendants of that group. And I know that there are a lot of other ancestors, our ancestors from the Pueblo and other tribes in the area. Our ancestors lived there, and so this is a monument that they built, and we remember them as our ancestors. As a result, we want to make sure that that this whole region is protected from any kind of exploration. And so this bill is going to help us really be able to talk to the federal government, to the BLM, that issues out permits for the oil wells on the BLM land, working with the state also. And so this bill is going to empower the Navajo Nation to be able to make the decision we need to make to protect our natural resources, our culture, our way of life.
Yeah. Thank you.
Susan, you also raised the issue of looking at the whole area. We'll have a map that's going out with the press release, and it'll show you the buffer zone, and my staff can walk you through all the details there in terms of what's leased and what isn't and what we're with, seeking to withdraw. The other anticipating the question that was kind of asked about some groups saying this doesn't go far enough, first and foremost, this is a bill about cultural protection, and that's why it has such broad support from tribes and tribal leaders. As I mentioned, this is one step in a larger fight. I press the Department of Interior to continue the landmark joint planning process between BIA and BLM to ensure good stewardship of this land. And we're working with all stakeholders to find consensus and achievable steps forward to protect Chaco.
Hi, this is Jennifer Yackman with E&E. I just wanted to ask, the bill won't impact any existing leases, though. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Senator, this is Akhtar Zaman with the Navajo Nation. I have one question. What is New Mexico State's position on this? As you know, that they have 50% interest in federal royalty.
This is really a federal issue and federal land. To the extent there are any state lands, and you may, we're going to work very closely with them. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining us today, and feel free to follow up.
Thanks, Senator Heinrich. And
thank you. Thank you, Senator Udall.
Echo what he said. Follow up with us. We're happy to answer additional questions as you're pulling your stories together. Happy to work with you on any final details. Thank you so much.